The great shepherd sat back down upon his throne at the right hand of the Father. A moment later, a light mist of water and a gentle flame appeared, and it seemed to rise up from the Father and the Son. Jonathan noticed that the mist of water and flame began to increase in size until it encompassed the entire throne. It continued to increase until the entire sea of glass before the throne was also covered. Jonathan also noticed that he could still see very clearly through the mist of water and fire to the throne. The mist of water and fire began to roll outward like a deep fog, and it began to engulf the heavenly host. The Spirit began working in the hearts of the people as it slowly rolled over them, and wherever the mist of water and fire was, the praise started. It continued to grow until the mist of water and the fire permeated every part of the great assembly, which moved all the people to praise the God of heaven in perfect unity and in one accord. The worship was beyond any earthly description. Jonathan's worship did not have to be forced. He did not have to drum up or manipulate his feelings. His heart was free and complete, fully made for praise. His heart felt as if it would burst wide open if he remained silent. So he lifted his hands high, and his voice proclaimed the joy that flowed from his heart. He cried out in complete unison with the heavenly host. The worship continued, and many things were said and done that filled the hearts of the saints with praise and great expectations for future events. Jonathan was continually surprised at how the Lord could fill all his days with new joys in worship. So this day, like all other days, he worshiped in spirit and in truth. For that is the type of worshipers the Father seeks. For God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship him in spirit and truth. The time of corporate worship came to an end, and the Lord dismissed them. As Jonathan was leaving, Robert came to Jonathan's side and said, "Are you free to finish our conversation, or do you have duties that need attending?" Before Jonathan could answer, a mighty hand fell upon both their shoulders. To their surprise, they turned and saw Moses, whom they had often seen but never talked to. Moses was smiling and said, "The Lord told me about your conversations regarding the final judgment, and I thought it would be even more interesting for you if I was there." A broader smile filled Moses' face, and he added, "It would not surprise me if the Lord himself and many others might join us in this interesting conversation."